Here's Gordo.
Thank you so much, Craig. The Musers are going on vacation. This is our last broadcast.
What?
Before we go on vacation.
This could be some of ours last broadcast.
For quite a while. You need to get over it.
What?
You, of all people who understand mindfulness, that understand after a bad shot, you have to let it go.
Yep. Hit the next one. I don't believe that anymore.
Gosh. We've all been there. How many broadcast mistakes have we stewed over in our lifetimes? Me, millions. None, but you, I mean, more you guys.
Yeah.
Don't you hate it when you mess up something on the show and you spend the whole day stewing on it?
And I messed up a basketball note, and that's my favorite sport. Yeah. I should get my basketball notes right at
it
least.
It happens, Junes.
Yeah, but it happens,
man.
But I'm thinking this time it really happened.
Oftentimes, beating yourself up isn't the accountability that you need. Just stew on that mind vitamin for a while.
Hate when you give me things to think about.
Because it just impedes your future progress. Because
that's
you're stewing
you're
on something rather than just making things better.
Can't do anything about the past. You can do plenty about the future.
No, hold on. I need to sit and think with that. Think
put
on that,
that
one
on
for
throw
a little
pillow.
While. Okay. We've got some musical submissions from P1s here. I get this from Bradley. He says, "Dear Gordo, the great Gordo of Gordo's great greatness, I did a thing."
Generic.
"It's not studio perfect, but it's what I can do with my home setup and software and music degrees."
Ooh.
Degrees. Plural. "Thanks for your courage and for not killing Bill Walsh," signed P1 Brad in Alberta. So it's our Canadian P1.
It's amazing what you can do just on Pro Tools and in your home studio.
Let's see what he did with his music degrees.
An instrumental.
What a waste of time.
How about as a new bed for Gordo's Corner?
He could be studying Bach, Mozart, Wagner. Instead, he's transcribing and recording cornmo pieces. Couldn't you hear this playing in the background of some TV show?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shows you what a beautiful piece of music this
yes.
is.
Yes. It could be an awesome classical music piece.
Bump.
"Were you in the Lethal Weapon?" is the lyric there. Was that ever the lyrics to a Mozart piece? "Were you in the Lethal Weapon?"
It's like Beatles-like here.
So thank you for that little instrumental piece there, Bradley. The sessions have got me somewhat upset. You?
Bring it home.
Wow, listen to that.
So beautiful.
And now our top stories tonight on the BBC.
Yeah, it could be a news opening. The Spirit of Texas.
Here's the big ending.
Beautiful.
It does seem like something you can see on Channel 13. What? Why are you moaning? You see Paul Stanley on TV and all of a sudden you got a groan?
It's a comeback tour.
Paul.
And then we get this. It says, I actually did not see this until just this week. I get a bit of backlog on email, believe it or not. I can't plow through them all, so every once in a while I'll pick through. Sometimes I'll just pick a year, like 2003, and go through and try to answer some emails.
Wow.
But this is from this year. It's from this month, as a matter of fact. But earlier, Gordon, I hate that you guys... Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, you guys hate this song, but as a P1, I couldn't resist writing these lyrics for it. I enlisted the great Tiffany Bell from the touring band Bricks in the Wall to sing it, and we recorded it at Audio Dallas. I hope you like it, and if you decide to play it on the air, can you give me a heads up?
I didn't give him a heads
up. You've got 10 seconds.
I'd like to notify Tiffany. She's the one who sang it. She's not a V1. She doesn't know anything about sports, which I told her that means that she would be a perfect listener to y'all's station. But that signed Scott Canfield, who's a big P1 of ours, and has sent emails over the years. Well, I didn't see Scott's email. And I'll tell you the follow-up email that I got from his neighbor here in just a moment. But they sent this song, and I think it's pretty good, and it's related to us going on vacation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a parody of a very famous Four Non Blondes song.
Gosh.
Actually has a pretty good voice. I don't know if it's pitch corrected or something, but she's hitting all these pitches.
Still say chick.
27 years and my life is still listening to Sean Bass climb that hill of tickers on the morning musers.
Okay.
I realized quickly and I knew I would that this world has a P1 brotherhood of men. And some V1 women.
And some V1 women.
And so I cry sometimes when I'm lying in bed as country force flares in my head. And I think it's a little peculiar. And I wake in the morning and I step outside and yell, Jeff Caitlin, are you still high from that? And I say no more vacations, no more trips for the tear. One ticket home.
Tear, one ticket home.
And I say no more vacations or dry dock. Well, at least not all at once.
At least not all at once.
Oh, man. I like her voice better.
Oh, I forgot that this goes twice as long.
And I try.
Hate that part.
I try all the time to listen every minute.
It's nice.
And I pray. Oh my God, do I pray? I pray every single day for the overcaster.
All right.
So I pray sometimes when I'm lying in bed with a tier 5 hose. Blurring in my head, feeling a little peculiar. And then I wake in the morning and I step outside and scream, Dan Bennett, are you so high on running to many stations?
Accusing Dan of running too many stations.
Vacations, no. Tier. One ticket host, and I said no more vacations on dry dock. Well, at least not all at once. And I said
so
no, 27 years of my life is still. listening to Sean Bass climb that hill of okay.
So that's from Scott Canfield, good P1.
So he paid studio time.
Yeah.
And he could have taken that money and... He has a very talented singer. She could have recorded maybe something she wrote or something, but
yeah, no, wanted to do the parody
invested in this.
What's Up, a whip song with new ticket fitted lyrics for it. And then I got a follow up email that I also didn't read until just this week from his neighbor Chris, who said that Scott is suffering from cancer. Said I doubt Scott gave you the backstory it, but he's struggling with cancer right now, and he's about to. I guess have jaw surgery. They're going to have to remove part of his jaw and everything. So we wish Scott well.
Yeah.
He didn't tell us that in his initial email to us, but his neighbor did and said that Scott's a great P1 and just wish him well.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Yeah. And we do very wish funny you well. Song. Good job on that. And that woman can sing.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. It sounds better than Linda Perry.
You like that when a woman can sing?
I like it when people can sing,
George.
That's
what I meant. That's what I meant.
He likes it when they can sing and have no self-confidence.
That's right.
You like it when they have no self-confidence?
No, that's Gordon. He was talking to you, sir. That's Gordon. All right, it's 8:50 on the ticket.